You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. The King is not here today.
AKA X-Man is not here. He's always doing the X.
Oh, he's always doing the X. He should be like, Scott the King! Angle.
Well, he's got a new one too. Where he's like throwing. I don't know if it's fastball or touchdown.
He's quarterback.
Yeah,
incomplete pass. Quarterback throw.
Incomplete pass.
There you go, Corey. How are you, sir?
No, I'm teed off. I'm teed off once again, and it's getting to the point now where I'm going to get my agent involved with the situation with the Heat. I have to call my agent because I don't see no other top talent in any industry have to be put through what I'm put through on a consistent basis here. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
I don't want to get my agent involved, but I'm going to have to get my agent involved. I'm going to have to get my agent and my people to go down there to engineering and find out what's going on. I'm getting my agent involved today, and if it doesn't get any better, I'm bringing my entourage in. You're not going to like it when my entourage comes in here. You feel what I'm saying?
It's interesting you bring the entourage in after the agent.
Huh? Well, if the agent don't get it done, the entourage can get it done. Because the entourage, you don't want the entourage hanging around this place. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got women and children around here. You don't want entourage hanging around here. You see, what I don't like about this thing right here is, right, later on this afternoon, when Chris Manzo comes in here to tape, you know what I'm saying? I guarantee you it's nice and cool for Chris Manzo. You feel what I'm saying?
It was not yesterday, no.
No, it's going to be nice and cool for Manzo in here.
It was not for him yesterday.
I'm going to make sure that they have it, that it's done right today. I don't understand why the talent of my level has to suffer in this heat. Is it cultural? Huh?
How can it be cultural?
Is it cultural? Is it cultural?
Because
when Manzo comes in here, it's going to be nice and cool. Huh? Is that what it is? Do I have to get my agent involved immediately?
I don't know, my 2018 Ryder. I'm waiting for my dressing room to be built. I want industrial coffee.
Yep.
And Deer Park water.
No, and I need water with lemon in it to spray on my face to make sure I'm properly melanated before the show. I asked for this when I first started. I haven't seen no water with lemon. I haven't seen a person with a spray bottle yet.
Sorry.
And I'm sick of it. I'm calling my agent.
We'll wait. That was pretty big, bro.
I'm calling my agent. My agent, Cardano, you're going to hear from my agent today. He is.
Matt, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, the iced coffee is helping the situation. And my trusty little fan.
And your trusty little fan. Your wife really helped you out there.
She really did. This little thing, I refuse to bring it in.
Maybe your problem is that you don't have a wife.
it's probably not going to happen.
When we come back to the biggest headlines from this week, also on the program, Dr. A, Inside Injuries. We'll buy or sell coming up a little bit later on. This is the Roto Experts of the Morning here on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
I'm so embarrassed with this Chris Thompson thing.
Yeah.
It's very embarrassing.
So Corey, we found out earlier, has Chris Thompson on his bench, and he had no idea.
I had no idea Chris Thompson was on the team. Yeah. And I'm looking through the bench this morning, and I'm like, Thompson? Which Thompson is this? It's Chris Thompson. I didn't know he was on the team. I'm so embarrassed. So embarrassed, huh?
I blame the entourage.
Yes, my entourage had me out late on a Saturday night. You know what? People that watch Lineup Lock Live, some of those Sunday mornings when I'm in here, you never know what's going on. Full disclosure. A lot of times, those Sunday mornings are really Saturday nights. It's extended. You feel what I'm saying? Like Ray Lewis on Sunday morning in London. Like he died.
That was crazy.
Ray Lewis looked like he didn't come home that night, the previous night. You feel what I'm saying?
He might not have.
Yeah. He just showed up to the game and was
somebody
like, what's going on?
Somebody on Twitter had like a thing like he showed up at church. Like,
exactly. He just came in. He had just came in. And they need to stop putting him on TV ASAP.
I heard stories about you just coming in here. You're telling me you were telling me yesterday.
Sometimes it gets like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not Ray Lewis. You feel what I'm saying?
Like you've never worn a white suit.
Yeah.
Nope.
Greg's not going to go there. He's not going to touch that.
No, I'm not. What I am going to touch is some of the bigger headlines from yesterday, which, of course, starts with Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck reported...
You love Andrew Luck.
Oh, well, we're resetting the show.
Okay, but you love Andrew Luck.
I hate Andrew Luck.
It's like a love-hate relationship.
It's a love-hate relationship, yeah. Andrew Luck could be back week six.
Is this Scott's mic?
Could be out significantly longer than week six into November, some have speculated. I know you both have strongly recommended just holding on. There's basically nothing you can do. I've said, hey, drop him, but you know, drop him for what? Corey and Matt both pointed out on my team list, and I'd rather drop Will Fuller than drop Andrew Luck.
Yeah, that's the way I would go about it. Did you make that move?
I have not made that move.
You have not? You're still contemplating that?
Well, I said... I
think you could get by...
I'm getting by with not dropping Will Fuller yet.
And you want Josh Doctson, but it's possible you can get him in. You can get him after next week because they have the bye.
Potentially. That's where my head is at. With that, yeah.
You know what? This Josh Doctson thing, your man probably better be careful.
Well, that's why... If you own a house, you buy home insurance.
Yeah.
I bought Terrell Pryor, I bought Josh Doctson.
That's the insurance right there. I went... Because as the snaps go up... That was a phenomenal play he made on Sunday Night Football, Football Night in America.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We finally saw a glimpse of the boogeyman, Josh Doctson. Mm-hmm. And he went up and he got that ball. And I was like, whoa, who was that? I didn't know who it was.
I thought it was Terrell Pryor.
I didn't know who it was when he came down and I saw Doctson. I was like, that's a real thing. It's a real guy. It's not Kevin White.
No, I think he's better than Kevin White.
I would hope so.
I mean, that's not saying much, but yeah. Look, I mean... He's out there now, and I think the whole situation with Jordan Reed, I think kind of helps these two guys out. And you just gotta hope. I'm hoping that Pryor pops, and if not, I got Josh Doctson there
in the stash.
If I gotta, make that switch,
I try to keep one in the stash too.
You pick up Josh Doctson for that type of insurance. Kind of like you talked about, even though Randall Cobb is playing tonight, still picking up Geronimo Allison as insurance.
Yeah, wide receiver handcuff for those three wide receivers in that offense.
I think he's shown. He has a role. If any of those guys go down, he is... Look, you want receivers that Aaron Rodgers throws to, Drew Brees throws to, Tom Brady throws to, Andrew Luck, when healthy, throws to. You want to be involved in that type of a mix.
Do you believe... Would you rather have a Geronimo Allison stashed away or Will Fuller?
Allison.
You would?
Even though Allison is injury-related, I'd rather Allison. I think young quarterback, I think it's DeAndre Hopkins and who's ever open. You feel what I'm saying? And I don't know how much that guy's going to be Will Fuller.
Well, I've said this to you before. I also think Ryan Griffin could be a thing.
Ryan Griffin's a thing also. And shout-out to Deshaun Watson. He gave his first game
big
check.
Big shout-out there.
Oh, that was awesome. Yes, yeah. that was that tweet was so
video,
awesome.
The video was
Warwick
cool.
Dunn, shout out to him for what he did back in 2006.
Yep.
Paying pay it forward.
And paying it forward. Yeah. I think that was one of the best tweets you'll ever see on Twitter.
Yeah, it was the video was really cool. Deshaun Watson, for those that did not see the tweet or the video, he gave his first NFL game check, which comes out to, I believe, about $28,000 or so. And he donated it to three of the cafeteria workers in Energy Stadium that have lost quite a bit due to the hurricane in Houston. And he donated the game check to those three women who, severely touched. And you can see, he's like, I just hope this helps you out.
Yeah, no, he's a good. That's a
really cool.
That's a leader of men. That's the face of a franchise.
Absolutely.
Right there. So shout out to Deshaun Watson and that whole situation. Like, and like you said, Matt Madika bringing Warwick Dunn into it also. That's a good way to pay it forward. So that's only good karma comes out of that. Sometime when you come in here and act like a diva like I was earlier, that's bad karma. You feel what I'm saying? But when you do what a gentleman does, you feel what I'm saying?
And I know we don't do this ever, but ups to Bill O'Brien. He's like, you know what? I'm not going down the Tom Savage ship. If I'm going to get fired, I'm going down with Sean Watson.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
I don't think we even got to give him props for that. If he couldn't figure that out,
yeah.
He should get fired.
Yeah. But it's always so funny to me. This is now twice with this dude where he named the starting quarterback, and at the end of the first half of the first game, he said, you know what? No,
I can't.
I think he went in with the mindset. I think the mindset was you had to give Savage a shot,
yeah.
And you could always go to the kid. So, and once it was clearly evident within the first half that this ain't going
to
work.
It's not going to work. You go to Watson, and here's the thing. When you go to Watson, it's his job. You cannot pull him. It's his job
for the
rest of the way.
It's his
job. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think there'd be a mutiny in that locker room anyway.
Yeah, I don't think you can. Yeah, at this point, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it can happen. You know what I'm saying? We saw the big run. You know what I'm saying? In the game against the Bengals, we see him go into New England. And, you know, I don't want to give him...
touchdown. They don't win that game without that play.
Yeah, and I don't want to give him the moral victory. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
But you definitely was... It was definitely a win. It was definitely a loss that you can grow from.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was winning that Survivor last week. I'll be honest with you. I didn't.
Yeah.
We got lucky. I know one of the DBs dropped the ball.
It's funny, and I'll tell you this. I was never worried. Never worried. At any point.
You
know. And Tom Brady!
Yeah. Look, TFB, I understand.
That's right. TFB indeed. Randall Cobb for the Green Bay Packers. He will play tonight with Aaron Rodgers, of course, as the quarterback. All three wide receivers from Green Bay will be in action, as will Ty Montgomery. So you should have a good one in the oldest rivalry in the NFL, or one of them between Green Bay and Chicago. Other injuries.
Is that the best rivalry? No.
I said oldest rivalry.
The oldest, yeah. What's the best rivalry in the league right now?
It's a great question.
Does the Steelers, Baltimore still have that?
I don't know that they do.
I don't think so either.
I think
but it's been lopsided, would be like Green Bay, Atlanta, but Atlanta's own.
Atlanta's kicking their ass, you know what I'm saying?
What's the best rivalry today?
In the NFL.
I'd want to say Steelers, Patriots, and Patriots on them.
Yeah, there's nothing going down there, you know what I'm saying? I don't think San Francisco, Seattle is not a thing
anymore.
What about Denver, New England? I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing things. Denver's defense a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I don't think that did either, to be honest with you.
You could have said Seattle, Carolina, but that fell off quick when Carolina fell off.
That's Bills, Jets.
Oh, God.
I guess by default, it's got to be
Steelers, Ravens still. Yeah.
I guess. I mean, like I go back to the NFC East.
Most competitive.
Like, Giants and Cowboys are always going to be a thing.
Yeah,
Redskins, Cowboys always be a thing.
Yes. I don't. Yeah, that's nothing, you know, where you like, oh, I got to see this. You feel what I'm saying?
And so I don't even feel the way about Pittsburgh-Baltimore. Like, I don't even think Pittsburgh-Baltimore has that juice right now.
It doesn't.
What about this? Let me say this one. What about Pittsburgh and Cincinnati?
Well, yeah. They had that wild playoff game a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You got maniacs like, you know what I'm saying?
Vontaze Burfict.
Like Vontaze Burfict and Pac-Man Jones and what's the old man the Steelers got? The old...
James Harrison.
I almost said something crazy just now. The old man the Steelers have.
Let's leave that as man.
What about Kansas City, Denver?
I thought about Kansas City, Denver. I
can see that.
I don't think there's enough juice there, though. It's good. I don't think there's enough juice. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, because these two teams just don't like each other right now.
Used the injuries to Le'Veon Bell from the past couple years. Obviously, the Carson Palmer injury to go back a few years now, when that Cincinnati team was really on the rise and they weren't the same after that. So maybe it is Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, because those are dangerous environments.
What I was looking forward to this year, I thought would be a fantastic rivalry, was Green Bay, Minnesota. I thought that was really going to be.
They could have
some good games.
It still could, but I think, you know, without a healthy Bradford, I think it does take a major hit.
We'll see if Bradford can get healthy.
It'd be interesting to see what Tampa and Atlanta look like when those two teams get on the field.
Potentially. Bradford, by the way, could play as soon as this week. They're trying to get him back on the practice field today, potentially tomorrow. So there is still some hope that Sam Bradford does return here. To the Minnesota Vikings at some point soon. Maybe not, though. Who knows? No, nobody really.
It's Sam Bradford. You never know.
Yeah, you know.
His career could be over. For
his career.
I'm not trying to be mean.
I would love for Colt McCoy to outlast Sam Bradford in the NFL.
What team is Colt McCoy on?
D.C.
Is this still in Washington?
I think he's in D.C. Yeah.
Sam Bradford's still better.
I think Colt McCoy. I guess I'm the Colt McCoy truther.
You guess you're the Colt McCoy truther? Amazing. Hey, we take a break. When we come back, Dr. A, inside injury. Stick around. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the Roto Experts of the Morning. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Mojica, Parson, Sussman. Do a special Dr.
Greg. Please, Greg. Please. The Parson thing.
Is her name?
The fantasy executive, Greg. We've been working on this for 7 years now. This is the brand that I'm building, and you sit up here and call my government name on the radio, Greg.
Well, you still go by Corey.
Huh?
You still go by Corey.
For certain people, you feel what I'm saying? Can you call me the fantasy executive? I put in a lot of work to build this brand, Greg, and you sit up here and you disrespect me right in my face.
I'm sorry, Mr. Executive.
Thank you.
Mr. Fantasy Executive.
Can we get Dr. A on, Greg?
Dr. A's on.
Thank you.
Just like that. Dr. A, inside injuries. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys this morning?
Doc, I'm not in the best mood.
Corey's not happy.
Salty.
Okay.
No, well, Corey. Do you care?
An argument.
No, you did, Doc. You
Doc's
did.
Sitting in some nice air-conditioned room.
Yeah.
So are we at the moment. Kind of.
Doc is chilling. How you doing this morning, though, Doc? It's always good to talk to you. I want to thank you for coming on Line Up Lock Live with us, getting us ready this past Sunday morning. You did an excellent job with that stuff right there, Doc. So I really appreciate your contributions and what everything that Inside Injuries crew does, because you guys do a good job with the injuries. And let me tell you about your boy, Scott Engel. Every time he talks about a player, he references, well, Inside Injuries, and Dr. A says, ding, you know what I'm saying? So, Dr. A, you are well appreciated. They like you more around here, Doc, than they do me.
I don't know about that. We like you.
Well, I love spending my Thursday mornings with you guys, but Corey, I think they like you better.
All right,
because
we'll
I only talk about very negative things about
this
players.
Is true.
You know that,
true.
Right?
Yes.
Let's get some hope, some positivity here today, Doc. Let's try to make it happen. I want to start with Doug Bolden, Seattle Seahawks. No shock, he's first on the list when Scott says he's unbelievable. Doug Bolden hurt his groin over the weekend. He has vowed to play. Pete Carroll, head coach, has said he's going to play. Do you believe he plays on Sunday?
If he does, he shouldn't. But you know, it's a grade one groin strain. Last 24 months, he has had foot, knee, hamstring, and ankle injuries. Not severe season-ending, but these ticky-tack injuries, grade one, soft tissue, grade one. And so these things really affect the wide receiver over time. The recovery time right now for grade one groin is 2 weeks. They didn't release the MRI results, which is not uncommon, but he was elevated injury risk before this injury occurred. Now he was above average before. Now this has put him to below average. If he plays Sunday, I would not expect him to be in all, to play fully. He would be limited in his role. So I would look for somebody else to replace him on Sunday. But, two more weeks, so he'd probably get back up into above average. But he was elevated injury risk even before the season started. So that's our take on Doug Baldwin.
So, Doc, I took a gamble on the running back for the Los Angeles Chargers, Melvin Gordon, in a few places, because I really think what the new head coach is going to be able to do is going to help his game improve. And so far, we're seeing a lot of work. We're seeing a lot of volume. But we're also dealing with this knee throughout the course of the week with practice. And, you know, we're here as a bone bruise. And last week, you know what, Doc? I'm watching my live scoring, and I'm like, why isn't Melvin Gordon points going up? Come to find out, he wasn't in the damn game, Doc. So this week, Doc, can I put Melvin Gordon in my lineup and get four quarters out of him?
No. And so he has a bone bruise, and he's a grade two bone bruise in his left knee. I mean, that thing doesn't heal for in a week, you know. You know, pain is the biggest thing, obviously. Fracture is not right now considered, you know, that would be a grade three, but grade two bone bruise. Remember, this is the knee that he had microfracture surgery on, and that's a big red flag. You know, microfracture surgery, yeah, I don't know if you guys remember, but microfracture surgery takes about a year, you know, to come back from, almost a year. And you know, and so and now he's gotten a bone bruise in the same knee, which is not a good sign. He had a PCL sprain back in December of 16 on the same knee. So he's got all these injuries on the same knee. You know, he's at elevated injury risk right now at 18%. Optimal recovery time for a bone bruise of the knee with all these other things that take into place, it's 4 weeks. So if he comes back this week, you know, I just don't see how he can, you know, be playing fully in the game. And so, you know, I would wait and see how his numbers improve until the next week and then, you know, not really use him this week.
Doc, so basically, his backup is this kid named Brandon, what's his name?
Brandon Oliver.
Brandon Oliver is his backup. Are you saying that all so basically, if you own Melvin Gordon, you should make sure that the backup is on your team because you think at some point this season there could be a spurt where he misses three or four games?
I agree. That's exactly what I'm saying.
All right.
Very interesting. Hey, Doc, your winning percentage has been fantastic, but I'm a DeMarco Murray owner in a couple spots. I benched him last week. Is he healthy now? Is he still not healthy? Can I put him in my lineup this Sunday?
So he's a perfect example of a guy that has this like spontaneous breakout game, and then you know the next week you'll see that he's sidelined for two more weeks because of a reoccurring hamstring injury. You know, it's going to be this kind of type of guy. You know, and so he's elevated and below average before. He's still elevated and below average. I know he had a pretty good game this last week. But, you know, these hamstring injuries really, really hurt running backs, especially ones that have a recurrent, you know, sort of occurred over and over again in the preseason and then the regular season. You know, he looked pretty good last week. But our numbers are still saying, you know, that he needs a good 3 weeks before he comes back. Now, this is sort of the one more week. If he's injury free for one more week, then his numbers are going to significantly improve back into above average and getting closer to peak health. But right now, he's at elevated injury risk still. And I trust my algorithm, so I'm going to go with that, despite the game that he had, you know, last week.
All right, there you go. That's DeMarco Murray. Dr. A, Inside Injuries, joins us each and every Thursday morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network on the Roto Experts in the Morning. And, Doc, I do want to ask, Corey asked you about Melvin Gordon a few moments ago, and I want to follow that up with Jay Ajayi. So talk about guys with major knee injuries. And Jay Ajayi's had knee soreness, knee problems ever since he got to the NFL from his time in college. Now, all we heard last week after this major usage in week one, the knee injury is back. He has knee soreness. He was terrible against the Jets on Sunday. Now he did not practice on Wednesday. Ajayi battling knee soreness again. Is this a long-term concern for fantasy owners here this season?
Yes, absolutely. You know, he was elevated and below average in the beginning of the season. We, you know, sort of cautioned everyone about this knee. The biggest thing here is when you have knee soreness, you know, that leads to sometimes microfracture surgery. So don't be surprised if, you know, you start to see, you may see sometime down the year that, oh man, his season's over because he has to get microfracture surgery or something like that. I mean, soreness is such a general word, but usually when we've seen it over the course of several years, you know, it leads to bone bruising, it leads to cartilage injury, you know, and microfracture surgery is sort of up there. It doesn't happen all the time, but, you know, statistically, I would be very concerned about JJ's knee. You know, he's elevated injury risk at 19% right now and below average. Right now, we're showing that he needs 4 weeks, but he's continuing to play through this injury. And this is like the biggest thing and the issue from an NFL standpoint is these guys continue to play But they may do well or potentially well in one game, but they set themselves up for, you know, a significant risk of injury, you know, the next game and the next game after that. So I don't think Jay Ajayi is going to be a significant workhorse this year. And don't be surprised to see some sort of season ending. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but, you know, that knee is very, very, in my opinion, and inside injury's opinion, very unstable at this point.
The best question for me is, following up here, you talked about Melvin Gordon and his backup, Brandon Oliver. We mentioned Jay Ajayi and his backups for you, Matt. Damian Williams and, of course, Kenny and Drake. What is, who do I guess, who do we feel like goes down first, I guess is my question, unfortunately, Doc. Who is the better backups to own, the ones in Miami with Jay Ajayi or the ones in Los Angeles with Melvin Gordon?
Well, the problem is I don't have full medical breakup of their backups right now. And so, but, you know, between Melvin Gordon and Jay Ajayi, I would say that you'd be more concerned about Melvin Gordon because he's already had microfracture surgery already in that knee. And he's had a PCL sprain in that knee, and it's basically now he has bone bruise in that knee. So he's a little further along, unfortunately, than Jay Ajayi is. But they're both heading along the same track. But if you'd ask me who's ahead, or not ahead of schedule, but, you know, like further down the path to more injury, I would say Melvin Gordon.
There you go.
Dr. A, excuse me, what are the symptoms of heat stroke? No, I'm just teasing, Doctor. I'm feeling kind of flushed in studio right now. No, but honestly speaking, Doc, Jordan Reed, what's the deal with Jordan Reed? Is this going to be an all year thing?
You know the answer to that, right?
Yeah, I already know the answer to that, and I just wanted to get, you know, Doc to confirm.
Yeah. You know, this is a guy that we don't have many. We have, you know, maybe 4% of the overall NFL players at high injury risk before the season started. Jordan Reed was one of them. We basically said stay away from him for fantasy owners. And it's not surprising that he's got this, you know, SC joint sprain. I talked about this last week. Hurt the chest in week two. This SC joint sprain, man, it's going to come back and forth. Remember, tight end blocks, and he also, you know, takes a lot of hits to the front part of his chest. And this is going to be a very difficult injury to protect for the team. So, this is a 5-week recovery time if it really, really and truly wants to heal. High injury risk, below average is going to happen. This is going to be like this for the whole season, guys. And, you know, we said this before the season started.
We absolutely did. Doc, we appreciate the time as always. And thankfully for our listeners, they didn't have to tell you. You didn't have to listen to me ask you about Andrew Luck today. So that worked out well for them.
I wish you and Andrew Luck. I wish I would do something already.
Doc, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
When we come back, we'll buy or sell. You buying, you selling, you let us know. 844-843-6879. Weather Experts in the Morning. We continue on right after this. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we can all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, the Roto Experts in the Morning.
I got a couple things before we get into
yeah.
Who wrote
what?
Oh no, I was making sure. Something crazy was on my computer screen just now, so I thought somebody might have been trying to troll me. I'm about to say only one person in here on the break, Greg. I don't think that was you.
You were quickly ready to blame me.
I don't think it was you because of what was written. So it had to be some kind of accident. Two things, right quick.
Yeah.
I'm about to feed Ted Finn.
Yeah.
And this is a congratulations because he scored a 40-yard touchdown this week.
Nice job, Ted. You give him a little extra today?
I give him a little extra because he scored a 40-yard touchdown. So there you go, Ted.
He smells it. He went right, starving.
He went right and got. Well, Scott's not here to feed him. So the rest of us, we had to take care of him. And I gave him a little extra pellets because he did score a touchdown this week. Ted Finn gets our game ball. There you go, Ted Finn. Secondly, Doug Baldwin, right? I want everybody to listen carefully on this, right? Because we love Dr. A. Dr. A does great work, right? Dr. A said if Doug Baldwin is active this week, still not a good start, he said you should probably leave him on your bench. Don't do that. If Doug Baldwin is active, you put him in your lineup. Maybe you fade him in DFS. Maybe you use him as a contrarian playing a tournament. But he is active. And I don't care if you're in a 10-team league, a 12-team league, a 14-team league, a 16, a 8-team league like Danny Oak is playing. You feel what I'm saying? You start him if he is active. Do not leave him on your bench because Dr. A said so. Listen, we love Dr. A. But if the player is active, Matt Modica, he goes in your lineup.
I agree. I totally agree with everything you said. The only problem I have this week is he's playing Sunday night. So that leaves you, if he's going to be like a game-time decision, if you have a good option, not as good as him, I think maybe you got to ride that way if he's the game time decision.
Yeah, and it's a good chance he could be a game time decision.
But I agree with everything else you said.
The Hawks are a 13-point favorite on Sunday night, right? So they may not need him. So you may get some word earlier. Tyler Lockett is an option. Dante Moncrief could be on the waiver wire. He probably should be on the waiver wire. Richardson could be on the waiver wire. You know, hell, Jimmy Graham could be on the waiver wire. He probably deserved to be on the waiver wire, Jimmy Graham. You
know
what I'm saying?
I'm sure there's some frustrated owners that just out of, like, frustration.
Matt, I was going to cut him and pick up Luke Wilson. Now, see, that would look like a spite move right there. Yeah, that's not the smartest thing to do. Yeah. But I was that pissed off in the third quarter on Sunday when that son of a gun, you know what I'm saying? Son of a gun, stand up. Nah, let me stop.
That SOB.
When that SOB had one catch for 1 yard and he's dropping passes,
and then
I was going to cut him,
touchdowns.
Luke Wilson catching backwards one-handed touchdowns like he's damn Odell Beckham. You feel what I'm saying? I was going to cut him and pick up Luke Wilson, but if I do that, I'm not proving the point to nobody.
You good?
Yes, thank you, Greg.
You're very welcome. I hope Teddington is really hungry today.
Oh, you think we should give him some more?
I don't know about that. I think he's really supposed to get like 3 pellets a day.
Well, no, we wanted to give him a little something because he scored a touchdown.
He did.
We should get him a girlfriend since he scored a touchdown.
He'll probably eat her.
We should get him a plant or like a little castle or something.
We got a new marbles, though.
Oh, the marbles are nice.
The marbles do look nice. Look, this marble right here is a baseball.
How about that?
Yeah, it's kind of themed. Nando's a very smart guy.
Smart man. Let's do a little buy or sell. I'm going to name a player, a possibility, a situation, so on and so forth. You tell me if you're buying or selling it and why. All right, here we go. Corey Parson.
Yo.
Buy or sell Marshawn Lynch. Over 1,000 yards.
Ooh, sell. Not buying. He's not going to be a 1,000-yard back. You still want to get to that 8 to 10 touchdowns, but he's not going to be a 1,000-yard back. He's not going to have enough of a workload to be a 1,000-yard back.
Matt.
Mortimer, get back in there and sell. Look, I mean, I get it. The touchdowns is really what matters with him. That's what, you know. But after 3 weeks, he's been very disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, you can say game script and all that. And he's had some good runs. I mean, when you watch him run, but I think if you own him right now, you're not too happy.
I don't mind sitting him this week. This is a tough week for him. Going up against Denver and that defense on the road, a big spot. You know what I'm saying? 425. Is Romo and Nance on this?
Romo and Nance. That's a good question. I would have to imagine they are. I'll look it up. Hang on.
I'll say one thing. I think I'd either buy now or right after this week.
Amari
Cooper is the guy to buy.
I agree.
Amari Cooper will blow up at some point this season. I'm sticking to that. Everything is there for him. I know he drops. He's got to catch the ball.
That's the first thing you got to do.
And that has to improve.
He's got
to
catch the football.
The talent is there. And I think at some point
I would be like Coach Boone with his ass. You feel what I'm saying? I'm like, you walk around with this football, son, don't drop it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you drop it, give me 50.
No. You better be Coach Boone. You drop it, you run a mile.
Yeah, you drop it, you run a mile.
Well, they should have like one of those things. You know, like what baseball players have with like the batting cage. They should have something like the football shoots out and you just catch
it. They do. Yeah.
I'm quite sure he's good on that.
I don't know.
Does he have alligator arms? Is he scared to get hit? You feel what I'm saying?
I don't know.
He shouldn't play like that. He's too young to play like that. He's too young. He's too big and he's too talented. Son, catch the football.
So this week, everybody.
Eric Ebron, catch the football.
Please.
Jimmy Graham, get open.
Please. Everybody, by the way, will have Oakland Denver on their television sets.
That's national game?
National game at 4 o'clock.
Tony Romo on the call?
Tony Romo and Jim Nance.
Romo does an excellent job.
Tony Romo on the call tonight, Green Bay, Chicago.
Oh, he's double dipping, huh?
Double dipping.
I wish. I know everybody loves him in the booth. I wish he would go to Minnesota
and save them.
Quarterback that team.
Save them.
No, man, let's not do that. Let's not do that.
Buy or sell. Over under 300 yards. Buy or sell 300 yards for Jay Cutler this week in London against the Saints. Matt Modica.
I think he falls just short, probably like, you know, 289 with three touchdowns, two interceptions.
So you're selling that.
I sell that too. I don't know if he's going to go for three, but I agree with Matt. I think he's close to 300.
Buy or sell. Christian McCaffrey having 100 total yard games the rest of the year.
Buy. I think he does it this week too.
All-purpose yards?
All-purpose yards.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
Buy that. Okay. Buy or sell owning a single running back on the New York Giants.
So you don't want none of that trash.
Okay. Strong sell there.
Strong sell. Sell.
Hard sell.
Trash.
Buy or sell. There will be another Kardashian pregnancy in 2017.
Sure, I'll buy that.
It's only a couple months left.
There's only two Kardashians left.
So you got the young girl is pregnant now, right?
Yes. Kylie is pregnant.
Who's Kylie pregnant by?
Somebody I'd never heard of until.
They seem to be a very fertile family.
Travis Scott.
Yes. Oh, Travis Scott. He got a couple hot jams out, Travis Scott.
I have no idea who Travis Scott is.
Judge's walk up song, I think, is a Travis Scott jam. Yeah. Don Burns, cue it up. So and then maybe he'll do that today. You feel what I'm saying?
So yeah. So
isn't it a T.I. Thursday?
Kim Kardashian.
It is a T.I. Thursday, so we got to do it in this show.
So Kim Kardashian and Kanye are having another kid via surrogate.
Really?
Yeah.
They going that route?
Yeah. Because she had a lot of problems with her previous pregnancy.
Okay. All right. And then Chloe's pregnant by Trish and Thompson.
Correct.
Oh my God. So. None of them pregnant by me.
There's still time.
No more Kardashian pregnancies by the end of the year.
Kendall's got Blake.
Huh?
Kendall has Blake.
Blake who?
Griffin.
Really?
Oh, she's dating Blake Griffin?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You are Greg Page Six Sussman over here.
Well, you know, I'm just doing my research for the show.
I think she gets pregnant by the end.
Then there's
year.
Courtney. Nobody. No one thinks
maybe Scott slips in one night.
Now, I don't know was that a reference to Scott Disick?
Yes.
No?
I knew what you were thinking.
I was thinking of Ty
Angle.
I'm one of your fantasy.
The only fish that's swimming is that one.
Sean, this is your brother.
Yo! Buy or sell. Trevor Siemian finishes the season as a QB1.
Buy. Efficiency of Trevor Siemian. Got the weapons in the passing game. As long as they can run the ball like that, Trevor Siemian can finish his quarterback 11 or 12.
I say he finishes 13.
There you go.
Just outside.
13.
And I bought him last week on a team that I own, Brady. I only want to use him that bye week.
Right.
I love the playoff schedule he has, but I'll say he finishes right outside.
Right outside as number 13, which is ownable.
Yeah, no doubt, yeah.
Which were really cool. So there you go. Trevor Siemian, potentially a top 13, quarterback. Buy or sell! Martellus Bennett finishes as tight end one.
I'm just pissed off.
Both of you selling.
I don't know what's up. On the field, he's not my favorite guy on the field. To be honest with you.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Michael Bennett, though.
I beg to differ. But I'm a big fan of Michael Bennett. I'm a big fan of Martellus Bennett off the field. On the field, Marty B, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I love Andy Saxton. That was the one pick at the live events that I was furious that we...
Buy or sell! Week 6 for Andrew Luck.
So.
Oh!
I'm buying.
Really?
I'm buying.
You think he's back in 2 weeks?
I think he's back in 2 weeks. All right, I think he starts practicing... On this time next week, Andrew Luck will be on the practice field.
I'm thinking like week 8. Week 8. I was the one saying October 1st.
He did say October 1st. October 1st is
Sunday.
Sunday, there you go.
My anniversary is only 3 days after that.
Really? What are you doing for your 15-year anniversary?
I believe 2 weeks after that, we'll be going to Montauk.
Very nice.
Maybe a couple nights at Gurney's.
Will you be wearing boat shoes?
I won't be wearing boat shoes, but I'll be eating some lobster. I'll tell you that much.
Okay. I had a birthday coming up.
What do you want boat shoes?
No. I'm good.
I would love. We should buy a pair of boat shoes. Get them that like an Argyle suit.
Coming here, oh yeah, all preppy. You know what I'm saying?
You'd be the fresh. You'd be Colton.
All lives matter. Coming here with that all lives matter look. Sorry.
Buy or sell. The New York Football Giants win 6 games in 2017.
Buy. I'll buy that.
I'm going to buy it, too.
Odell can get them to 6 wins.
Odell gets them to 6 wins. Okay. Buy or sell. Brock Lesnar is still the champion come WrestleMania.
WrestleMania is in March, right?
Yeah, I believe it's April.
April, no, he's spring.
Still he's still the champion, yeah.
I'll buy that.
You'll buy that. Matt?
I'll sell. I want EY to be the champ.
Ah, that's nice.
That'd be nice.
Eric Young, part of WWE NXT. Hopefully he'll be called up by WrestleMania.
A little crossover or something?
That'd be cool.
Somebody tweeted me. They said they heard I knocked up Caitlyn.
Not taking that. We're going to talk to Jake Seeley when we come back. We'll also talk to the fantasy executive, Matt Modica, and wrap this puppy up. Road Experts in the Morning continues on right after this.
Are you new to daily fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
RotoExperts.com/DKMS. Each and every week we run a free contest where at the bottom of the page you can click and you have an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl by winning one of our weekly DFS contests. You qualify for week 17, you win week 17, you go to the Super Bowl, simple as that. That's all well and good, but the important thing is to read the information on the page at RotoExperts.com/DKMS. The information is just incredibly important to learn how to save lives, to learn about hopefully ending this terrible, terrible disease of blood cancer. They're promoting blood cancer awareness, and you can find out how to become a blood donor, how to become a bone marrow donor. All that information is inside the link, rotoexperts.com/DKMS. We've all been affected by this. Please, please, please take the time to go out and see what they have at rotoexperts.com/DKMS. It's just a wonderful, wonderful service. Jake Seeley, you are the All-In Kid. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm doing very well, man. I'm doing very well. I got to ask you, I'm going to wrap the show up. Corey's going to kill me, but I'm going to wrap the show up. Can I drop Andrew Luck?
I thought you were going to say, can you drop Isaiah Crowell? No, Andrew Luck.
Jake. And that's enough, Jake.
Andrew Luck, at this point, honestly, if you need help, especially because the buys are coming next week, you can. Because Corey knows this. I've said that during the show several times on his show and my show in the afternoon for On Target. Is sure. If I said week 7, we didn't see him, I doubt we see him this year at all. And I doubt even if we do see him at that point, if it's going to matter. And now with the two to three week timetable, it sounds like it's going to be week 7 or 8 at the earliest. So I'm done hanging on to him. I was hanging on to him in one league where I had Phillip Rivers as my top quarterback, yep. And I'm dropping him myself.
All right, because I have Kirk. I said this before. I have Kirk Cousins as my quarterback. I have Trevor Siemian. I don't want to do that Andrew Luck thing anymore, Jake.
I don't blame you. The worst part is he's absorbing a roster spot in that league because there's no IR. So yep. If you can't yep. trade him to somebody, that's the one thing I will say. Just at least float him out there like the David Johnson thing, just to see if somebody's saying, "Oh yeah, I want the hope when he comes back." But if not, I have no problem moving on at this point.
All right, there you go. So I know how you guys feel. Both Matt and Corey agree. Definitely see what's out there. See if you can get anything for him. But they're still kind of holding on because at the end of the year, you might get Andrew Luck. And it's like...
I mean, if you were to take every player off every team in the NFL
and you
did a draft,
yeah.
Andrew Luck would go first.
In real life?
Yeah, in real life. He's the best.
No. I don't think that's true.
Who would go before Andrew Luck? Give me if you want to start a franchise, you need a young quarterback. Who's a better young quarterback than Andrew Luck?
How old is Andrew Luck?
You don't
right
need
now
that young.
I agree
Andrew,
with Jake.
I'll take Aaron Rodgers.
I think Aaron Rodgers.
I would take Andrew Luck because of the
really,
youth.
Really, dude?
The
their shoulder injury? So Andrew Luck is 28 years old.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is 34?
33.
Dude,
would
give you, that's a lot of years left to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's a lot of years. Even more, even more years left to Andrew Luck.
Dude, but Andrew Luck never won anything.
When does he play?
Look who he played for, the Colts. They can't put the damn team
he's
together.
He's got a shoulder injury for 3 years now.
That's on them. That's not on him.
But I have to take the repercussions of it, though.
Okay, I can deal with you. I can feel
you can start your team today, but you're going to have to go get another quarterback before your draft is done.
It's true.
It's true.
Hey, what's going on next in the fantasy football frenzy?
We'll get into some rankings. We'll go through some of the All-In Kids rankings. We'll look at some of the matchups for this week coming up. We'll get you some quarterback and quarterback, defense, and some tight end streamers, which every tight end at this point seems like they're a streamer. So got a big program coming up. Obviously, we want to get you got to get our people on the telephone because it is Thursday and it's time for Week 4 to kick off. We got football on television tonight. Tony Romo doing the broadcast. I'm excited about that.
He's not even excited. He's not even excited about Green Bay Chicago. He's just excited to listen to Tony Romo for 3 hours.
I think Romo before Luck.
Jake Sealy's up next. Of course, with Vegetable Frenzy. Go Bears. This is Matt Modica, Corey Barson, the fantasy executive for Wall Street.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great one, everybody. Bye-bye.